Where were most of the patients before they went into these hospital units?
Well, as I say, there'd been the 125, I think it was 125, at Mount St. Joseph's who were suffering from tuberculosis. And they had to be interned in the compound, which, you know, seemed a very inhumane thing. But they were all moved from the Mount St. Joseph's hospital, which was someplace in, I guess, what is now Gastown, or down there around the public safety building, someplace there. And then the others were just the, you know, when you have that many thousand people in a compound or community of any sort, there are bound to be those who require physical care for illness, and then there were a certain number who had to have surgery of one sort and another, and they were taken to the Vancouver General under guard and brought back to us for post-operative care. And we had, I think, about 125 beds for them. And the poultry building of the on the P&E grounds was what was converted to the hospital unit. And every time I go down to at the P&E, and if we happen to go through that building, I still just shudder at having been used for the care of people who were ill.
It must be terribly difficult to convert a poultry building, a building which is designed for chickens, into a hygienic healthcare unit.
Well, it was. It was very difficult. And the supplies and facilities we had were very limited. Like we had, for a good many of the beds, they just had those ticks filled with straw for, I forget what they're called. There's some kind of a name for them. But those were the mattresses that a good many of the patients had to use. And that the large open building was just divided down the center by plywood screens for partitions. And that separated the tuberculosis ward from the medical surgical ward. And then we had one end of the medical surgical ward also with plywood screens around it for the care of infants and young children. And there were several, I can't remember how many, but there were several registered nurses who were Japanese who had been trained in various hospitals, and they were on the staff for whatever the pay was. I think it was $1.25 a day that they were paid. And their responsibilities were the same as the any of the other registered nurse staff that were recruited. I had an assistant, and she relieved me my days off. And then we had a night supervisor and an afternoon nurse. And the rest were mainly aides that I was expected to train because I was had experience as an instructor of nurses. And so the employment agency in the compound recruited young people, young Japanese, who were interested in working in the hospital unit to come and be nurse aides and practical, and do the practical nursing. And some of the Japanese doctors also cared for the patients. As I recall, though, it was pretty humiliating for them. They weren't allowed to prescribe certain medications and or to, you know, do anything of any, like carry out the ordinary responsibilities of a medical practitioner.
Why was that? Why would there be those kinds of restrictions?
I think it was considered a security risk. You know, I mean, it was all, when we were working there, we, you know, the policies were set by the BC Security Commission, and we just worked within them. And at the time, I was, you know, quite young and not particularly experienced in, in sort of analyzing the sociological implications of the whole thing. I realized that this was an opportunity personally for me to get experience in administration and organization, that I, you know, it was a marvelous opportunity for me, my professional growth. And also, it was, I felt very concerned about the people who were sick and very concerned about the whole compound. I mean, it was, you know, it was a terribly humiliating thing for the for those people to be just herded in there. And like when children got measles or mumps or chicken pox, which went through the compound pretty regularly, you know, the stalls that where they have the horses and cattle now, well, those were the units that were isolation units. We didn't have, they didn't come into the hospital if they had a communicable disease.